Roswell 1947 incident, the undisputed facts. If the recovery was nothing more than a weather balloon, why did the military on July 9th tour the various news media in Roswell retrieving copies of Walter Hout's press release? On July 9th, 1947, the military searched radio station KGFL in Roswell, New Mexico, taking everything that related to the crash, including documents that the owner, Frank Joyce, tried to hide. If the object were nothing more than a weather balloon or a Raywin target device, why would Colonel Blanchard drive to the crash site? As the commanding officer of the 509th Bomb Group, the only atomic bomb group in the world in 1947, Blanchard would have had better things to do with his time. If Colonel Blanchard made such an obvious blunder of misidentifying a weather balloon, why would he be promoted to Inspector General of the Air Force, become a four-star general, and just prior to his death, be nominated to become Air Force Chief of Staff? There were 8 confirmed flights under high security to transport a weather balloon out of Roswell Army Airfield between July 5th and July 8th, 1947. What kind of a weather balloon could scatter wreckage over an area 200 yards wide and 3/4 of a mile long? Pieces of small wreckage Bill Brazel Jr. had managed to collect were confiscated by the military in 1949. Why was the military still monitoring this situation 2 years later? Hadn't everything been explained? Neighbors of Mac Brazel reported that Mac returned to the Foster Ranch after his week-long detention by the military at Roswell Army Airfield, driving a new pickup truck. Shortly thereafter, Mac, who had been dirt poor, suddenly had the money to buy a new house in Tularosa, New Mexico, and a meat locker in Las Cruces, New Mexico.